This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on free advice for organizing McDonald's workers. There was SEIU's organizing director, Scott Courtney, friend and comrade, and a picture in the New York Times rallying with Brazilian unions before preparing to testify on the evils of McDonald's franchisees in Brazil to their government. Even more surprisingly, he was quoted in the Times essentially saying he was throwing everything against the wall, hoping to find some critical vulnerability. By pushing fast food companies, particularly McDonald's, on its Fight for 15 campaign, the union has succeeded in pressuring the company to raise wages in corporate stores to $9 already and soon to $10 early in 2016. Charges at the National Labor Relations Board have also led to real concerns on whether or not the union has successfully pierced the veil between the corporate location and its franchisees as co-employers, which has led to mass hand-wringing throughout corporate America. Perhaps the biggest victory, though, is the success of the campaign in New York State, where the wage board has recommended accelerated increases to $15 an hour in New York City and not long afterwards throughout the state for fast food workers. Several months ago, Brother Courtney was quoted as perhaps too transparently and too willingly expressing the hope that action by the wage board might have given the union sufficient leverage to be able to make a deal with the company somewhere, somehow, to allow the union in on some piecemeal basis. In organizing circles, the New York wage board and a powder keg supposedly ready to explode in Brazil were touted as the 1-2 punches that were going to bring the company to the mat. One punch seems to have fallen short, and now Brazil is in the ring, and though arms are flailing, much of the heat seems addressed at a big franchisee and potential tax scams in that country, which is already reeling from political payoff scandals that have weakened the left governing Workers' Party. Observers are clearly worried that SEIU might be coming to the end of their rope unless they can deliver a knockout soon, just as UFCW has pulled the plug on its expensive Our Walmart effort. When blood is in the water, even friends line up to offer advice. Stephen Greenhouse, longtime labor reporter for the Times, in an unusual step, weighed in at the Atlantic, recommending that SEIU start picking off McDonald's hot shops, though he undoubtedly knows the statistics on the relatively low success rate in NLRB representation elections for such shops. Wilma Liebman, former chair of the NLRB, recommended that SEIU direct all of its organizing energy at corporate stores rather than franchisees to advance the cause, which is curious advice as well. To the public, McDonald's is McDonald's, and unquestionably many of the franchisees, as SEIU has found in Brazil, are way more vulnerable to organizing and pressure. 18 months ago, a big franchisee in Houston with more than 50 locations flirted briefly with Local 100 for us to sign up its workers for Obamacare. There are athletes and others who own hundreds of locations and might be leveraged as well. Regardless, the notion of organizing stores one by one has been the opposite of SEIU's strategy in this campaign and many others over the last 20 years. One senior SEIU organizer in Los Angeles commented to me several years ago that there's an entire generation of SEIU's organizers that have never run an NLRB election and would be fish out of water trying to do so. SEIU knows that there were 14,350 McDonald's locations in the USA in 2014 and 21,908 internationally. The last thing they're looking for is a Vietnam-style quagmire where they are locked into a struggle to organize store by store. How many would they have to organize successfully to have the moral rectitude that converts into the equivalent pressure of their current Fight for 15 campaign? What could they deliver in collective bargaining to the first couple of hundred stores? These are hard problems, and Courtney and SEIU are clearly intent on doubling down before caving in. It's one thing for unions, even SEIU, to decide to throw everything against the wall, against a company, for a couple of years to see if they can win. It's another thing to decide that you're willing to make a 20, 30, or 50-year commitment to actually unionize the workers step by step, block by block, or in this case, store by store. SEIU may have to face that decision soon, but it won't be today while they're still swinging hard and the bell hasn't rung. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.